My name is Mia Costello. I'm running for Anchorage School Board Seat B. I live in the south side of town, but I grew up near West High School.
Costello's self-introduction reflects one dilemma every Anchorage School Board candidate faces. Candidates run for a particular seat, but school board hopefuls must woo voters across Anchorage. And those voters have quite a selection. Seat B alone has 13 contenders. Mia Costello has taught in Anchorage as well as the Juneau Douglas School District. What she's taught to students and also to fellow teachers has become a mainstay of her campaign.
I have won awards for my ability to engage students through real-world application and real-life problem-solving. If I were elected to the school board, I would concentrate on improving the classroom teaching through real-world problem-solving to engage students. Right now, I work 12 hours a week with high school dropouts, and I know from listening to them that our schools can improve by engaging those students.
On her website, Costello also ranks school safety as one of her issues. Besides classwork relevance, some of her 9-star students cite bullying as a cause of their past school difficulties. She cites another concern.
Something that I hear over and over again is that many people are concerned with the kids in the middle, not the gifted or the special needs students, but the average student who's going to school.
Mia Costello says in those situations, too, she thinks increased real-world applications could be a real benefit. Steve Pratt wants to bring his 30 years' experience as a private sector economist to the Anchorage School Board. When in 2002 the Seat B candidate started his own consulting firm, he also began substitute teaching at Anchorage Middle and High Schools. Those assignments have acquainted him with classrooms across the district. He says they also showed him he could help the district more on the board than in the classroom.
It's a $760 million a year business enterprise, and what I can bring is the management skills to allocate those resources to address the real issues in educating our kids.
Pratt sees the biggest challenge facing the Anchorage School Board is to find a way to rekindle strong community support behind the school district as it faces some tough economic realities.
I bring to the school board a vast wealth of economics experience. I think the greatest challenge facing the school district right now is maintaining the passion of the community to invest in education. We're facing a weakening economy. We've got some issues with high property taxes. And we really need to keep that passion to continue to invest in our schools.
Steve Pratt has also volunteered as a Special Olympics counselor, a youth basketball and baseball coach, and a junior achievement mentor.
My name is Jeannie Mackey, and I was recently selected to fill a vacant seat on the Anchorage School Board at seat B, and now I'm running to keep the seat.
Recently refers to mid-February. Mackey says her election would expand the school board's representative breadth.
We need another woman on there, certainly. And being Alaska Native, I feel that that's important as well, bringing diversity in that area. Our district is 51% ethnically diverse, our student body is. And so I think that also needs to have representation on the board.
Currently, there's only one woman on the 7-member board, and the only minority member, Macon Roberts, is not seeking re-election. As an Alaska Native, Mackey says she would have a better perspective on some major challenges facing the district.
Our dropout rate, graduation rate. Those are certainly things that I am excited to work on. That's a big challenge for our district. We need to improve those rates. The diversity in our district is a strength that we have, but it also presents challenges.
Alaska Natives, American Indians, have the highest dropout rate among the various student, ethnic, and racial groups. Seat B candidate Jeannie Mackey also says because she was raised in the village of Nenana, she understands the cultural and educational shock rural students experience when transferring to Anchorage. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.